AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is wrapping up his trip to Poland and Ukraine. He met with leaders from the Bucharest Nine, a collection of nations in the most eastern parts of the NATO alliance.
Because what literally is at stake is not just Ukraine, it's freedom. The idea that over 100,000 forces would invade another country after war, since World War II, nothing like that has happened. Things have changed radically. We have to make sure we change them back.
When asked about President Vladimir Putin's decision to suspend his country's participation in the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty, President Biden said it was a big mistake. Brutal winter weather is settling in over northern parts of the country.
In Fargo, North Dakota, Wednesday morning, Michelle Wilson, a server at Denny's, said it was 11 degrees, but with the wind chill,
it feels like 35 below.
Still, she's expecting a crowd.
We'll probably get busy with the blizzard later, you know, just before everybody starts to rush and get their provisions.
The storm forecast to dump up to 2 feet of snow in some areas, says National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
This will be an extremely disruptive storm to both travel infrastructure, livestock, and recreation in the affected areas.
He says the same storm will bring 6 to 12 inches of snow to parts of northern New England and upstate New York through Thursday. I'm Julie Walker.
A Washington think tank, the Bipartisan Policy Center, says the U.S. could face an unprecedented default on its obligations as soon as early June if Congress does not act to lift the debt limit. Several supermarket chains in Britain have limited the amount of some fresh fruits and vegetables in stores. The shortages are blamed on bad weather in Spain and Morocco. The Laguna Beach City Council in California voted to ban the use of balloons on public property or at city events because of its impact on the environment. This is AP News. Microsoft says it's ready to take its new Bing chat box mainstream after some changes.
Microsoft says now the new artificial intelligence technology is ready for its Bing smartphone app and the Edge internet browser app. In the first 2 weeks of public previews, some users found Bing was insulting them, proclaiming its love, or voicing other disturbing or bizarre language. The new Bing is part of an emerging class of AI systems that have mastered human language and grammar. Putting the new AI-enhanced search engine into the hands of smartphone users is meant to give Microsoft an edge over its rival, Google. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York's financially challenged Metropolitan Opera is cutting its schedule by 18 productions next season, matching the pandemic-curtailed 2019-2020 season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.